SBS Radio.
Ang manatiling malusog ay isang layunin na inaasam nating lahat. Parami ng parami ang umiinom ng mga bitamina at suplemento upang mapabuti ang kalusugan at kapakanan. Ngunit mahalaga nga ba ang mga bitamina? Ano ang naibibigay nito?
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa taong ito, ang mundo ay gagastos ng higit sa $100 bilyong sa mga bitamina at mga suplemento, habang lalong hinahangad ng mga tao ang mabilis na kasagutan sa pamamagitan ng mga nakakapagpalusog na produktong ito. Gayunman, hindi kumbensido ang dietitian mula Adelaide na si Anne Schneider na ang karamihan sa mga tao ay nangangailangan ng regular na pag-inom ng mga bitamina mula sa mga suplemento.
I think that you can obtain the vitamins and minerals that you require from food and good healthy eating. I think that a range of foods from all of the food groups is able to give you what you need without relying on supplements. There are probably a few people who have got particular medical problems or particular issues that might need a supplement, but by and large, the majority of us don't need to take anything extra.
Iba't ibang alituntunin ay maaaring mailapat sa mga tumatandang tao at iyong may mga medical na issue na mas madaling makaranas ng kakulangan sa bitamina. Si Anne Schneider ay kayaraniwang umiinom ng omega-3 fish oil upang mapamahalaan ang kanyang sakit sa arthritis.
So a person that might have a medical problem that means that they're not eating a good range of foods. So let's say, for example, a person who is quite a bit older, their appetite might have decreased. They might be living alone. They might not be cooking meals for themselves adequately. Then they might benefit from a multivitamin. Someone who's a strict vegetarian might need a B12 supplement. A person that doesn't eat much red meat might need an iron supplement. But by and large, we can get everything that we need from food, whether you're a vegetarian or not.
Si Anita Jarvis ay isang endurance runner na nasa gulang na lampas 50 taon. Apat na iba't ibang suplemento ang karaniwan niyang iniinom sa bawat araw upang tulungan siyang makabawi mula sa kanyang training o pagsasanay. Ang pagbili ng mga supplement ay maaaring magastos, ngunit sinabi ni Anita na sulit ang mga benepisyo.
So I take a turmeric-based vitamin, which helps the inflammation in my legs. I take magnesium for the same benefit. I get a lot of cramping when I run. Tablets during winter to ward off getting sick. And so far it's helped the last 2 years. I haven't been sick at all. Botanical-based vitamin that keeps my insides working well. Beetroot juice to help with my running.
Kamakailan lamang ay nakumpleto ni Dr. Derek Muller, isang tagapagturo ng Agham, ang isang dokumentaryo na sinisiyasat ang katotohanan tungkol sa mga bitamina, isang suplemento na iniinom ng halos 1 bilyong tao mula sa buong mundo.
I would say, you know, if you're getting a balanced diet of fresh fruit and veg and all your other things, and you know, you're mixing it up, you're not just eating one type of thing, getting exercise, getting outdoors, a little bit of sunlight to get some vitamin D. I would say you're likely, you know, healthy as far as it comes to your diet and nutrition are concerned. And, you know, if you're not eating well and you're popping a multivitamin to sort of make up for it, I would suggest that it doesn't completely make up for it.
Ngunit ano nga ba ang papel na ginagampanan ng mga suplementong bitamina o vitamin supplements?
When people don't get enough vitamins, they get sick and in some cases can die. So a vitamin deficiency is a very serious thing, and vitamins in such cases are very powerful molecules.
Isa sa pinakamalaking bilang ng health consumer sa mundo, madaling malito sa higit sa 85,000 uri ng mga bitamina at supplement na maaaring mabili sa Australia.
I think the consumer can do a lot of research, a lot of homework to try to figure out where these things are coming from. Ultimately, it is a little tricky, and it is a trust-based system whereby Australian manufacturers are meant to test their raw ingredients and make sure they are what they say they are. But there's not always that level of follow-up or testing by an independent regulator to find out whether they have achieved actually the correct product. There's also a question of, do they deliver on the promises that they claim to make?
Si Sally Brooks ay isang senior pharmacist sa Peter MacCallum Cancer Research Center sa Melbourne. Ipinaliwanag niya ng ilang mga supplement tulad ng fish oil, luya o ginger at green tea ay maaaring maging sanhi ng mas maraming pinsala kaysa sa mabuti.
There are concerns associated with taking some supplements or vitamins in patients over the age of 50 or any age who have cancer. Although many supplements or complementary medicines may be safe when they're taken by themselves, there are some which may interfere with conventional cancer treatments.
Ang pagkonsulta sa iyong doktor, parmasyotiko o nutritionista bago uminom ng isang bagong produkto ay mahalaga.
If your doctor identifies a deficiency and prescribes a supplement to rectify that, then, you know, that is also a good course of action to take. So it's really in those cases of deficiency where vitamins are essential and must be used to achieve the proper improvement in health.
Upang maiwasan ang mga hindi kailangang mga kahinatnan sa kalusugan, hinihikayat ni Dr. Mueller ang lahat na gumawa ng isang critical na pagtugon pagdating sa mga bitamina at suplemento.
When you're trying to ask the question, which pills should I be taking? I would say stop and first ask yourself, what food should I be eating? What lifestyle changes can I be making to achieve this without adding something to my diet?
Ang Vitamania na magtatampok kay Dr. Derek Mueller ay unang mapapanood sa darating na araw ng Linggo, ika-12 ng Agosto sa SBS, ganap na 8:30 ng gabi, pagkatapos ay matutunghayan nito sa SBS On Demand.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.